CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It comes to you from G4NJ8 in Nottingham. You can find the text on the RSGB's own web page. Good morning, this is GB2RS News. It's Sunday the 14th of February 2016. Here are the main news headlines. First, school ham TV ISS link, thinking day next weekend, new 472 kHz distance record set. The UK ARIS team achieved a world first at the Royal Masonic School for Girls Rickmansworth on Thursday by receiving live ATV video from the ISS during the contact, using the Ham TV transmitter, which has recently been commissioned on board the ISS. Tim Peake was the first astronaut to use this equipment during a two-way school's contact. The next UK school's contact will be with Oasis Academy in North Bristol on Friday the 19th of February. The 10-minute window opens at 14:23 UTC. Students there have already completed a build-a-thon thanks to Shirehampton ARC and are looking forward to the actual contact. After that, the City of Norwich schools have a contact scheduled between the 22nd and the 28th of Feb. The exact dates and times are only notified by NASA about 10 days beforehand, but will be publicised via GB2RS, the RSGB website, and social media once it's available. All school contact transmissions from the ISS can be heard on the usual downlink frequency of 145.8 MHz. World Thinking Day will take place on the 20th and 21st of February. This is when members of Girl Guiding use amateur radio to try to contact other members throughout the world as part of the celebrations of their founders' birthdays. For further details and to add your station to the list of participants, go to www.guides-on-the-air.co.uk or contact Liz M0ACL via m0acl@guides-on-the-air.co.uk. If you hear Thinking Day stations on the air, please give them a call. Tuesday the 9th of February saw a new record set for the longest DX on the new 600-metre band. WSPR was used by Phil Dwyer, VK3ELV, and Lawrence Howell, KL7L, the latter operating as WE2XPQ. The contact from Victoria in Australia to Alaska in the US is the first ever between VK3 and KL7 on the 472 kHz band. KL7L also reported a 136 kHz opening to Japan at the same time. Stuart M0SGS has been granted an NOV to operate a Simplex Fusion C4FM digital voice gateway, call sign MB6ILE on 431.075 MHz. The gateway is located in Pudsey, West Yorkshire, and serves the Leeds and Bradford area. Transmission is via a 70 cm folded dipole at about 630 feet ASL with a 5-watt output. The system went live on the 6th of February and can be accessed via any C4FM fusion-enabled radio. Details of operating times, updates and how to connect can be found on www.m0sgs.co.uk. The latest RSGB band plans have now been finalised. They cover all 29 UK amateur bands from 136 kHz to 250 GHz, including the special 146 MHz band that is only available to by notice of variation to full licence holders. The band plans are available on the RSGB website. They also appear in the March edition of Radcom, which should start arriving with members on Wednesday this week. Now to details of rallies and events in the coming week. Today the 14th, the UK All-Star Radioactive Fair will be held at the Civic Hall, Nantwich in Cheshire, CW55DG. The venue is well served by public transport, has free car parking and disabled facilities. Doors open 10:30 a.m. Admission is £4. There will be trade stands, bring and buy, RSGB bookstall and catering facilities. More from Roger Neves, M0ROJ, on 0774 761 8131. Also today, the Harwell Radio and Electronic Rally takes place at Didcot Leisure Centre, Mearland Road, Didcot in Oxfordshire, OX118AY. The venue has free car parking, disabled facilities, a licensed bar and catering. The talking station will be on 145.550 MHz. Doors open 9:45 to 10 a.m. and admission is £3, with under-12s free. There'll be trade stands, a flea market and a special interest group, or special interest groups, plural. Details from Anne, G8NVI, on 01235 816 379. There are no rallies in the diary for next weekend. On the 28th, two rallies will take place. These are the Raynham Radio Rally and Pencoed Tabletop Sale. More on those next week. If you have any rally or event information you'd like to appear in future editions of GB2RS News, Radcom, and on the RSGB website, please email details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for the DX News, compiled from 425 DX News and other sources, Masato JA0RQV will be active as 6Yankee5 stroke callsign, mainly from his hotel in Kingston, Jamaica, NA097, starting on the 21st of February until the 17th of April. Activity will be mostly on the weekend and spare time. He'll work on the 10 to 160 metre bands using CW and SSB, QSL M0 OXO, using ORQS or Logbook of the World. Vim ON6DX is visiting Togo in West Africa. He's going to be reactivating his 5 Victor 7TH call sign until the 22nd of February. He'll be active on 40 metres to 6 metres CW SSB and RTTY, QSL home call. Members of the Radio Club or Radio Club Argentino will be on the air from Carlini base in the South Shetland Islands during the last few weeks of February. They'll be signing LU1ZI and the IOTA reference number is AN010. Members of the Italian de-expedition team will be active as 3XY1T from the Los Islands, that's LOS, AF051, between the 15th of Feb and the 4th of March. Mark K0MDJ is on the air as 9 Hotel 3 Delta Japan until the 1st of June whilst on a business trip to Malta. Activity in his spare time using mostly SSB on 17 metres. Malta is EU023, QSL to home call. Now for contest news, the first of this year's CQ Worldwide Worked All Prefix contests is RTTY, which is held for the entire 48 hours of this weekend, ending at 23:59 on the 14th. There are too many categories to list, so please check the contest website, which is www.cqwpx.com. Using 3.5 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report and serial number. Another contest this weekend with numerous categories is the PACC, a Dutch contest. Its CW and SSB event ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today, the 14th. Using 1.8 to 28 megs bands, the exchange's signal report, serial number and Dutch stations send their province code too. On Tuesday, the 1.3 gigs UK activity contest takes place from 2000 to 2230 UTC. Using all modes, the exchange is the usual signal report, serial number and locator. On Thursday, it's the CW leg of the 80-metre club championships, running from 2000 to 2130 UTC. The exchange is signal report and serial number. The second 48-hour contest is the ARRL International DX on the weekend of the 20th and 21st. Work the US, contiguous 48 states and Canada only, giving them a signal report in your transmit power. US and Canadian stations will give you a signal report and their state and province code. This is the CW leg of the event. The SSB leg takes place next month. Now for the Friday propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G4BAO and G3YLA. This past week saw an increase in the solar flux index, helped along by a gaggle of sunspots. The SFI hovered around 117 midweek, which, when coupled with relatively settled geomagnetic conditions, brought some life to the upper HF bands. Andy M0NKR reported work in Japan on 20 metres from his car at lunchtime using a monoband whip and 150 watts. Australia has also put in an appearance on 10 metres at times. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will be around 110 to 115, with generally settled geomagnetic conditions. There is the chance of unsettled conditions later in the week, with a K-index predicted to hit 4 on Thursday and or Friday. This is due to a high-speed solar wind stream from a recurring coronal hole, so the message is get your DXing efforts in earlier in the week. The critical frequency as measured by the Chiltern Ionosonde was 8.6 megs at noon on Wednesday the 10th. This translates to an estimated maximum usable frequency of 31 MHz over a 3,000 km path and explains why DX was to be found on 10 metres. It may be worthwhile keeping an eye on 28 megs this week to see if the good conditions continue. Now for VHF and up, it's been a poor winter overall for Tropo, and there are a few glimmers of hope in the coming week. After we've shunted the cold wintry weather into the continent, indications are that it will be Monday when a ridge of high pressure moves into Ireland and western Britain. This will migrate eastwards across the country, being replaced by low pressure again from Thursday onwards. This means we may have a midweek opportunity to get some marginal tropo enhancement on the VHF and UHF bands before it fades away again. This is not a particularly strong ridge, and it's unlikely to bring widespread good conditions. The best tropo prospects are reserved for the eastern Mediterranean, around Cyprus and Crete, and also from Portugal to the Azores and Canaries. There's still no respite from the annual dip in meteor rates, so early morning continues to be the best time for random meteor scatter operation. The moon declination increases all next week, reaching maximum on Thursday, so long moon windows with associated low losses means it's a good week for Earth-Moon-Earth operation. If you aren't equipped for EME, or Oscar Zero as the moon is sometimes called, artificial satellite DX is always available. Maybe take this slow week as an excuse to try satellite operation. And that's it for this week from the propagation team, and that's it from me also. Until next week. This file was originally used for reporting local news, but I don't do that anymore. You can find local news on the RSGB's own website. I do reserve this space, though, possibly for use for extra files as and when needed.